我们同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你又把我们带到你自己的面前。
Once again, you bring us into your presence.
我们愿意在这里看见你的荣光。
Lord, we would like to see your glory.
但愿我们的主，你照着你自己的心意向我们开启你的自己。
Lord, may you open up yourself according to your will to us.
也除掉我们在你面前的遮蔽。
And take away all the hindrance before you.
让我们可以在这里面对面的看见你，也听见你。
So we can see you and listen to you face to face.
主啊，我们称颂你。
Lord, we sing praises to you.
因为从永远到永远，你是神。
Because from eternity to eternity, you are God.
在你没有改变。
There's no change in you.
没有一点的转动的影。
There's no change, shadow of changes in you.
直到如今，你还是照着你从前的定义来显明你的作为。
Until today, you continue to do according to your original will to manifest your work.
因此我们求你借着赐人智慧和启示的灵。
So we ask that you use the spirit of revelation and wisdom.
把你从前做工的记录向我们打开。
And open up the record of your works from before.
叫我们看见你手中的工作。
So we can see the work in your hands.
也让我们里面受吸引来跟随你的脚踪。
So that we'll be drawn to you and follow your footsteps.
晚上这段时间也仰望在你手里。
And Lord, we look to you for this evening's time.
把你的心向我们打开。
May you open up your heart to us.
吸引我们更多的爱慕，活在你自己的喜悦里。
Draw us so that we will love to live in your presence and your pleasure.
我们仰望在你手里。
Lord, we look upon you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们今天继续来看神做工的法则。
So today we'll continue to look at the principles of God's work.
我们曾经看过神做工的法则，头一样是说到按照他自己的旨意。
So we looked at the first of the, all the principles of God's work is according to himself.
第二次我们看的是分别的法则。
And the second one is the principle of separation.
然后我们又看到生命的法则。
And then we also see the principle of life.
上一次我们看到那个配搭的法则。
And last time we looked at how the principle of working coordinately.
我们今天继续要看的呢
And today we'll continue.
这个是我们很少会这样说的
And we seldom mention this.
但是确实也是神做工的法则
But indeed it is the principle of God's work.
因为这一个法则和一般人的想法是刚好相反的
Because this principle is in opposition to what people generally think.
平常一般人说人多好办事。
Because in general we say that the more people, the better the work will be.
但是我们今天看的晚上看的这一个神做工的法则呢，就不是人多的问题。
But this evening, this principle of God's work is not a matter of how many people we have.
而是人少的问题。
But it's a minority, a very few number of people.
所以一些弟兄们就说这个法则叫做少数人的法则。
So some brothers call this the principle of the minority or very few people.
而平常一提到少数人的时候，就是说不是大多数人。
So in general, when we mention minority, it's not talking about the majority.
那这个没有什么作为。
So that's nothing much we can do.
但是很稀奇。
But very amazingly,
神在人中间做工，常常用着这一个少数人的法则。
When God works among men, he usually would use this principle of minority.
从我们眼睛所看见的。
And from what we can see with our eyes,
我们都看到神的见证人。是在人中间最稀少的一群。
We can see that the witnesses of God is the minority among men.
但是虽然是不是很多的见证人。
But even though there's not many witnesses.
但是神所要做的工就借着这少数人来完成了。
But what God wished to do is through these minority to accomplish.
我们来看这个少数人的法则的时候
When we look at this principle of the minority,
我们要翻很多的经文
We will look at many scriptures.
不过我想有部分我们翻有部分我们不翻
But we'll look at part of them. And some of them we skip.
若就算是这样，我们也没有办法把圣经里面所提到神借着少数人去完成他所做的那所要做的能翻得完。
But even if like this, we cannot finish all the scriptures that's mentioned in the Bible that talked about God, how God used the minorities to finish His work.
但是起码弟兄姊妹能掌握到一个事实。
But at the very least, when sisters can get a grip of this,
我们看神所要做的事情的时候，我们着眼点不是在众人喜欢或者不喜欢。
And when we look at God's works, our focus is not on whether the majority like to do these things or whether the majority do not like to do these things.
这一点是跟神的旨意来做神的工作是相呼应的。
And this is in accordance to God's will and God's work.
那我们先来念一些经文。
So let's first read some scriptures.
我们先看创世纪第一章。
First look at Genesis chapter 1.
28节
Verse 28.
这些都是我们常常读的经文。
And these are the scriptures that we're very familiar with.
但是我们真是要在神面前感谢他。
But we need to thank God.
摩西五经，特别是创世纪。
The books written by Moses, especially Genesis.
你越读越觉得里面那个丰富，好像挖来挖去都挖不完了。
The more you read it, the more abundance you'll find in it.
我们是看29节
Let's read
28节
Verse 28
神就赐福给他们又对他们说要生养众多遍满地面治理这地也要管理海里的鱼空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物
God blessed them and said to them be fruitful and increase in number fill the earth and subdue itRule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground.
第六章。
And chapter 6.
我们看第九节。
We read verse
9. 挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。
This is the account of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God.
十二章
Chapter 12.
第一节
Verse 1.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要别叫别人得福。
The Lord has said to Abram, Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing.
出埃及记第五章。
Exodus chapter 5.
我们看第一节就看。
We'll look at verse 1.
后来摩西亚伦去对法老说耶和华以色列的神这样说容我的百姓去在旷野向我守节法老说耶和华是谁使我听他的话容以色列人去呢我不认识耶和华也不容以色列人去
Afterward Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said This is what the Lord the God of Israel says Let my people go so that they may hold a festival to me in the desertPharaoh said, Who is the Lord that I should obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord and I will not let Israel go.
利未记二十六章
Leviticus chapter 26.
第八节
Verse
8. 先看第三节
We first read verse 3.
你们若遵行我的律例，谨守我的诫命。
If you follow my decrees and are careful to obey my commands.
第八节。
And verse 8.
你们五个人要追赶一百人，一百人要追赶一万人，仇敌必倒在你们的刀下。
Five of you will chase 100, and 100 of you will chase 1,000, and your enemies will fall by the sword before you.
以西结书第二十二章。
Ezekiel chapter 22.
以西结书二十二章
Ezekiel chapter 22
我们从二十八节看起吧。
We'll begin with verse 28.
其中的先知为百姓用未泡透的灰抹墙，就是为他们虚假见虚假的意象，用荒诈的占卜说，主耶和华如此说，其实耶和华没有说。国内众民一味的欺压惯行抢夺，亏负困苦穷乏的，被你欺压寄居的，我在他们中间寻找一人重修长垣，在我面前为这国站在破口防堵，使我不灭绝这国，却找不着一个。
We read from verse 28 to verse 30.
然后我们又看看马太福音。
And then we'll read the Gospel of Matthew.
十八章。
Chapter 18.
十八节。
Verse 18.
我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，哪里就有我在他们中间。
And we read from verse 18 to 20.
以弗所书第六章。
The book of Ephesians, chapter 6.
十二节。
Verse 12.
因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
And we read from verse 12 to verse 13.
然后末了我们看启示录第二章。
And lastly, we read the book of Revelation, chapter 2.
第七节先看。
We start with verse 7.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
十一节。
Verse 11.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，必不受第二次死的害。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt at all by the second death.
启示录的七封书信的里边，末了都有同样类似的话。
In the seven letters in the book of Revelations, at the very end, they all have similar things.
得胜的就从主那里接受一些奖赏。
He who overcomes will receive rewards from the Lord.
我们经文暂时就读到这里。
And we'll finish our scriptures reading.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
说到这个少数人的原则。
When we talk about this principle of the minority.
我们首先要注意少数人是指的什么。
We first have to pay attention to what it means by the minorities.
那少数人乃是指着那一些体贴神心意的人。
The minorities are the ones who go after the heart of the Lord.
我们都知道。
And we all know.
属神的人有很多。
The many who belong to the Lord.
当然属神的人在世界人的当中还仍然是少数。
But of course, those who belong to the Lord is still a minority among the world.
但是现在说到少数人的原则的里面，不是说属神的人和世界上的人来相比。
But when we talk about the principle of the minorities, we're not seeing the comparison between those who belong to the Lord and those of the world.
乃是说到在属神的人中间的 一部分的人。
But we're talking about those who belong to the Lord, a part of them.
很少数的一部分的人。
It's a very few of them, a minority.
这少数的人，他们是体贴神心意的人。
And this minority, they are attentive to the heart of the Lord.
我们承认。
And we admit this.
我们这个人的本相是不会体贴神的。
According to ourselves, we would not be attentive to the Lord's heart.
也不甘心体贴神的。
And we are not willing to do so.
但是神在救赎的里边把我们带回他的面前。
But in God's redemption, he brings us back to him.
在他恩典的拆毁、恩典的造就和恩典的吸引里。
In his grace, he tears us down and builds us up and to draw us near.
那总有那么一部少数的人是受主自己的怜悯来吸引。
There will be a minority who is drawn by God's mercy.
他们不顾自己的福或是祸。
They do not care about their own blessing or the woe.
而单单的去注意讨主的喜悦。
But they single-heartedly to pay attention to how to please the Lord.
少数人的原则里所说的那个少数人是指着这一批属神的人。
So in the principle of the minorities, these minorities about these people.
在属神的人当中他们或者是这样说属神的人在世界当中是少数。
And we can say that those who belong to the Lord in this world is only a minority.
但是这是体贴神心意的人在属神的人的当中又是一个小少数。
But these who are after the Lord's heart, they are also a minority among these minorities.
虽然他们是少数。
So even though they are just a minority.
但是却是成全神所要做的功的一个很重要的关键。
But they are the very important key of fulfilling God's work.
换一句话来说。
In other words,
如果神没有得着这样的一些人。
If God has not gained this group of people.
神要做的功就没有办法。来成全。
God's work cannot be fulfilled.
如果神要成全他所做的功。
Because in order for God to fulfill his work,
他就一定先去寻找到一些体贴神心意的人。
He has to first find this group of people who's after his heart.
这个是非常严肃的一件事。
And this is a very serious matter.
因为神要得着人。
Because God wished to gain men.
如果神得不着人，他就不能在地上做工。
Because if God does not gain men, he cannot work in the world.
这个是从一般情形来说。
And this is in general.
如果神得不着人，他就不在地上做工。
If God cannot gain men, he will not work on this earth.
我们说他不能在地上做工，也是有根据的。
And then it's a basis for us to say he cannot work on this earth.
不过这个是说一般的情形。
But this is a general condition.
在特殊的情形的里头，神不受这个限制。
Under special condition that God is not limited by this.
但是非到底线，我们的神不破坏他这个规矩。
But not until the very end that God would not violate this principle.
所以一般说来，神如果得不着的人的话，神就不做工。
So in general, when God cannot gain man, he would not work.
从人界面看去，好像神不能做工。
From man's point of view, it's as if God cannot work.
但事实上不是神不能做工。
But as a matter of fact, it's not God cannot work.
是神不在那种条件底下做工。
It's God would not work under such circumstance.
那神要什么条件他才做工呢？
So what kind of conditions would God need for him to work? That he need to gain man.
他得着了人，他就做工。
After he gained men, he would work.
哪怕那些人是少数人。
So it doesn't matter whether it's only a minority.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那我们要看这个问题的时候。
When we look at this issue.
我们先要来注意两件事情。
We'll first pay attention to two matters.
然后我们才懂得为什么神把他自己放在这一个限制的里头。
And then we'll know why God put himself into such limitations.
因为如果我们不这样去领会神的法则的话，我们就觉得很难接受这样的一种光景。
Because if we don't understand his principles, then it will be hard for us to accept this.
因为我们都说神是全能的神。
Because we say that God is almighty.
既然他是全能的神。
if he's almighty,
谁能阻挡他做工呢？
Who can hinder him from working?
但是事实上也给我们看见，
But we can see as a fact,
神要在地上做工，他要得着那个条件的满足。
In order for God to work on this earth, he has to satisfy this requirement.
如果那个条件不满足的话，他就不做。
If he cannot satisfy these requirements, he would not work.
那正因为是这样。
And because of this.
所以我们必须先要看清楚为什么神这样把自己放在一个限制里。
So we have to first see how, why God has to put himself into such limitations.
而然后我们才会有更迫切的心思来寻求做一个讨神喜悦的人。
And then we will have a more fervent heart to be those who's after his heart.
那首先我们要留意两件事情。
First, we'll pay attention to two matters.
我们刚才读的创世纪第一章的二十八节。
When we read Genesis chapter 1 verse 28,
那是神把人造出来以后就赐福给他们，又对他们说话。
That's after God created men, he blessed them and said to them.
说什么话呢?
And what did he say to them?
生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地。
Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it.
也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
And rule over the fish of the sea, birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on earth.
换一句话来说。
In other words,
神把全地的管理的权柄交给人。
That God gave man the whole governing power of the whole world.
地和其上的一切
It's the earth and everything's on earth.
全都交在人的手里去管理
It's everything's under man's governing.
那所以就用另一个方面的话来说呢
And if we put in other words,
神把人放在地上，让人做地的主人。
That God placed man on earth so that he can be the master of the world.
那既然人在地上面做主人，
So when man has become the master of the world,
那他对地就有完全的权柄。
Then he has absolute power over the earth.
神也守住这样一个界限。
And then God observed this limitation.
他要在地上做工的时候，
So when he works on earth,
他要等候这个地的主人与他表同情。
He would wait for this master of the earth to go according to with him.
啊，等候这个地的主人给他点头。
So that this and wait for this master of the earth to agree.
也许有些人会觉得。
Some people may feel this way.
神比人大了。
That God is higher than men.
神为什么要这样？叫自己受限制呢?
Then why would God put such limitations on himself?
我们感觉神的宝贝可爱就是在这里。
And we feel that this is how God is precious and lovely.
是他有权柄不跟随这个规矩。
Yes, he has authority to not follow this rule.
但是他信守他的信实。
But he observed, he maintained his faithfulness.
他不甘心破坏他自己的信实。
That he would not violate his own faithfulness.
他既然把地交了给人。
So because he has given this earth to men.
他在地上就尊重人。
So he respect men.
要得着人的同情，那他就显明他的工作。
So in order for to work, he would first seek man's agreement.
这是关乎神的信实的那一方面。
And this has to do with the faithfulness of God.
这也是我们读提摩太后书的时候说到，我们纵然是信神，仍是信实的，因为他不能背负他自己。
And this is what we read in 2 Timothy that says, even though we are faithless, that God is faithful and he will not go against himself.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
这是头一件事情我们要先注意到。
And this is the first matter we need to take note of.
那第二件事情呢?
And the second matter?
其实我们刚才也轻轻提了。
And we also touched upon it lightly earlier.
神的那个最终的目的乃是要得着人。
The ultimate goal of God is to gain man.
所以拿人和工作来比较的话。
So when you compare man with work.
神是看人重于工作。
That God look at man more highly than work.
工作神可以不做。
That God do not have to work.
工作神可以把它放下晚一点才做。
And he can delay it and do it later.
神要先把人得过来。
But God has to gain man first.
神要先把人带到合神心意的地步。
And God has to bring man to a place that's agreeable to his heart.
而我们的想法和神刚好是相反。
But we think the opposite of God.
我们是重视工作过于重视人的。
We emphasize more on work than men.
而我们可以牺牲一些人，但是不能牺牲工作。
We can sacrifice some people, but not the work.
而甚至牺牲自己，但也不能牺牲工作。
Even to a point we sacrifice ourselves rather than the work.
而但是神和我们的想法常常是相反。
But God's thinking is usually or always is always in the opposite of what
we think. 因为神是全能的神。
Because he's an almighty God.
如果他要成就工作的话，他自己下手比人下手长多了。
If he wants to finish the work, it is much better for him to do it than for man to do it.
千千万万的人合起来还比不上神一个指头。
And thousands of men is not equal to just the finger of God.
所以你要把眼睛放在工作上面的话，那你看见神并不重视工作。
But, so if you want to focus on work, then you see that God does not focus on work.
他要做他的工。
He will do his work.
但是他看做工的人比所做的工更重要。
But he sees the man that do the work more as more important than the work itself.
所以他一切的安排和一切的动作都是围绕着人要给带回神的目的里。
So all his work, all his arrangement is to focus on to bring men back to his original will.
就算是神所要做的工。
Even if it's a work that God wants to do,
那一个工作的中心也是把人带回神的目的。
The center of the work is also to bring man back to God's purpose.
所以神的眼目是一直注视在人的身上。
So God's eyes is always on the person, on the people.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
也许我们可以再这样来留意一下。
And maybe we can also look at it this way.
那站在人的这个方面来说。
From man's point of view.
你要成全一个工作。
If you want to finish a work.
你要有人力。
You have to have manpower.
你要有足够的时间。
You have to have time.
这样那事情的完成就没有难处了。
Then that would be no problem to accomplish the work.
但是很有意思。
But very interestingly,
人是受时间限制的。
The man is limited by time.
所以我们做什么，我们都有一个底线。
So everything that we do, we have the baseline.
我们都有一个最后的时间。
We have the timeline.
但是神却不受时间限制的。
But God is not limited by time.
对神来说，时间不是问题。
For God, time is not a problem.
所以神的心思并不放在工作的上面。
So God's heart is not focused on the work.
你要时间，神的时间多得很。
If you say you need time, God has a lot of time.
神所缺的不是时间。
He doesn't lack time.
神所缺的是人。
What he lacks is man.
人所缺的又是人又是时间。
But what man lacks is time and people.
但是神不受时间来限制。
But God is not limited by time.
所以他一直把他的注意力放在人的身上。
So his focus has always been on the people.
他所有的所做都是为了要叫人给他得着。
So all those that he has done is to in order to gain man.
那现在我们留意到这两个大事的时候，
so when we look at these two,
我们就来看这个少数人的原则。
Then we look at the principle of the minorities.
我们首先看的就是看在伊甸园里头的人。
So first we'll look at the people in the Garden of Eden.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意。
My sisters take notes.
伊甸园里头起初有几个人？
How many people are there in the Garden of Eden?
两个人。
There are two.
有多少动物啊？
And how many animals are there?
很多的动物。
There are many.
有多少植物啊？
And how many plants?
很多很多的植物。
There's many, many plants.
但是最重要的。
But most importantly,
有多少神的对头啊？
And how many oppositions are there?
我们不知道。
We don't know.
但是我们知道，撒旦和他那个堕落的集团，那不管你怎么去想，总比亚当跟夏娃两个人多。
But we know that Satan and the fallen group No matter how you look at it, it's more than Adam and Eve.
那这样一比起来，你就看到少数是人。
So when you compare it, you see that the minority is man.
并且那个是空中属灵气的恶魔。
And also, this is the evil power in the air.
这个不过是两个从泥土里头出来的人。
And these two are only men from the dust.
从数量上面来说，少数。
By quantity, they're the minority.
从质量来说，低下的。
By quality, they're the more lowly ones.
你说要叫亚当跟夏娃去管理、去修理、看守这一个葡萄这一个伊甸园。
So when Adam and Eve they need to work and care for this garden.
并且还要生养众多，遍满地面，管理全地，要等多少时间
？And then they have to be fruitful and increase in number and rule over the earth. How much time does it take?
要多少年后，然后他们才能成就这样的一个托付呢
？How many years would it take for them to fulfill this commission?
撒旦会等他吗
？Would Satan wait for them?
会给他这样自由的等到你生养成。众多片满地面的时候，我才来对付你吗
？Will he wait until they be fruitful, increase in number, and then deal with them?
撒旦不会等。
That Satan would not wait.
所以我们看底往上看，就看到撒旦没有等。
So when we continue to read on, we'll see that Satan did not wait.
这一个情势是没有变动的。
There's no change in this.
但是我们要问的。
But then we need to ask.
他们两个人怎么能对付这样一个凶险的那个属灵的环境？
How can these two people deal with this fierce spiritual condition?
你说就是嘛，所以他们就失败了。
So you said that's it, that's why they failed.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们都不会忘记的。
And brothers and sisters, we'll not forget.
如果他照着神的话语来跟随的话
，If they follow God's words,
他们失败不了的。
Then they would not fail.
他们失败不是因为仇敌的势太大
，They fail not because the enemies are powerful，
也不是仇敌的人数多
，And not because there are many，
是他们自己出了破口
，It's because they have developed a hole among themselves，
所以他们倒下去
，So they fail，
但是感谢神
，But thank God，
你看见神的那一个设计。
When we look at the design of God，
神就是把两个人在那里
，That God put two people there。
神就说
And God said,
两个人就够了
Two people are enough
如果他们是照着神的话来跟上来两个人就够了
If they follow God's words, two would be enough
那这个开始就给我们碰到一个少数人的问题
And then in the very beginning that we would come across this minority
那当然光是看伊甸园里面的情形，我们不能马上就下结论说这个就是少数人的原则。
But if we only look at the condition in the Garden of Eden, we cannot draw a conclusion of this is the principle of minority.
那有很多的事情我们要看的。
There are a lot of things we need to look at.
但是我不能一一都看。
But we cannot look at each one of them.
但是有些我提一下弟兄姊妹，你马上就会想到的。
And I'll mention some of them, and brothers will understand immediately.
那弟兄姊妹，当你看到亚当以后。
But sisters, when you look at after Adam,
一个很明显的成就神的工作的那一个事情是什么
？That's another matter that's very clear, very obvious that's accomplished God's will.
那是洪水
，which is the flood.
那洪水
，the flood.
神把神所造的人保存下来。
That God saved His people.
重新来接上。神起初造人的那个安排
For them once again to continue this original arrangement of God
那全地的人
The people of the whole earth
跟挪亚一家来比较
Compared to Noah and his family
就是很清楚你看到
And this is very clearly you see
挪亚一家八口是少数人
The eight people in Noah's family they are the minority
全地的人在那里都用背来向着神。
The whole earth goes against God.
全地的人都在那里顶撞神。
Then they
惹神的怒气。
They're in opposition to God.
但是只有一家人。
But only one family.
八个人。
Eight people.
他们默然的在那里寻求神。
They quietly they're there to seek after God.
就因着这八个人。
And because of these eight people.
神就把他头一次的创造。 保存上来。
That God has saved His first creation.
我想弟兄姊妹们要把洪水那个事情看得要大一点。
And brothers, you need to look at the flood in a broad sense.
不要单单看见挪亚一家八口给拯救。
Don't just look at Noah and his family, it's eight people being saved.
当然他们一家八口给拯救那个是事实。
And of course, these eight people, they are saved is a fact.
但是我们该要看大一点。
But we need to look at it broadly.
怎么大？
How broad can it be?
神头一次的创造。
The first creation of God.
神头一次的那个恢复的创造给保存下来。这个比挪亚一家八口给保存下来还要大。
The first creation of God, the revival of it, is greater than the eight people of Noah's family being saved.
这个给神头一次的恢复的创造给保存起来是凭着什么呢？
And what is the basis of this saving the first creation, the revival of it?
少数人。
It's a minority.
那这是第二件事情。
And this is the second matter.
那我们继续看。
And then we'll continue.
那我等我们继续去看的时候。
When we continue on.
在旧约里面有很多很多这样的事情。
In the Old Testament, there are many of these examples.
我们不能全看。
And we cannot look at all of them.
但是一些比较突出的我们看。
But we'll look at some obvious ones.
神要领以色列人出埃及。
When God led the Israelites out of Egypt.
神差遣谁去见法老呢？
Who did God send to see Pharaoh?
如果摩西是听话的
If Moses listened to God,
那神差遣一个人就够了
That it would have been enough for one person.
但是因为摩西有点你说是好他不相信自己
And Moses, he, if you want to put it in a nice way, he does not trust in himself.
当然你也可以这样看。
And you can look at it this way.
但是我想主要的你还是要必须看见摩西的信心跟不上来。
But mainly we need to look at how Moses' faith is not enough.
但是神就多给他一个同伴。
So God gave him a partner.
就是他哥哥。
Which is his older brother.
那几个人。
So how many people?
两个人。
Two people.
两个人去见法老。
So these two went to see Pharaoh.
对法老说。
And said to Pharaoh.
容我的百姓去。
Let my people go.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们看见摩西亚伦两个人站在法老面前的时候。
And this is when we look at Moses and Aaron when they stood before Pharaoh.
好像他们两个是多数，法老是少数。
It's as if they are the majority and Pharaoh is a minority.
但事实上不是。
But it's not.
你要看到当时的情形。
You have to look at the circumstance.
法老的背后有整个埃及的政权和军队。
Behind Pharaoh is the whole military power of Egypt.
And the
government of Egypt.
而摩西跟亚伦背后呢
？And behind Moses and Aaron.
什么都没有。
That's nothing.
你说他们有？ Yes.以色列人
And you say that they have the Israelites.
你看清楚你就知道。
But if you look at it clearly, you see.
没有。
That's nothing.
因为那些以色列人并没有跟摩西亚伦站在一边。
Because the Israelites, they were not standing on the same side.
他们看见外面的难处一增加的时候，他们就不愿意站在神那一边了。
When they see the outward difficulties increase, they are not willing to stand on God's side.
所以你看到真正的面对着埃及的这个那么大的权势的。就是那么两个人。
So you see that there are only two people facing the whole Egyptian power.
少数。
It's a minority.
非常的少数。
It's just a minority.
感谢神。
We thank God.
虽然是少数两个人。
Even though it's only two people.
但是神要做成的那件事就因着这两个人就做成了。
But what God wished to accomplish is through these two people is accomplished.
我还把亚伯兰漏掉呢。
Oh, I have skipped Abraham.
如果弟兄姊妹你看到亚伯兰的时候，你也知也很清楚的知道。
And when you look at Abraham, you can see very clearly.
当神在哪里呼召他的时候
，When God called him,
你要离开本地本族富家。
You have to leave your own country and people and your household and your father.
是你的地方去。
And go to where I called you.
那个时候几个人。
So at that time, how many people were called?
一个。
Only one.
虽然他带着他的家人。
Even though he brought his family.
但是 接受呼召的是他一个。
But he was the only one who's called.
然后他的家人并没有陪伴他。
But his family was not keeping him company.
跟着他的侄儿罗德反倒成为他的难处。
And Lot, his nephew, has become his difficulty.
但是神给他呼召的时候，神所说的那个话是怎么说？
But when God called him, what did he say to him?
我要叫你成为大国。
I will make you a great nation.
我要叫别人因你得福。
And you will be a blessing to others.
万族都要因你得福。
And the nations will be blessed through you.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你留意这个事情。
Take note of this matter.
太大了。
It's a great matter.
我们这样看的话，只是看见亚伯拉罕叫人蒙福。
When we look at it, we can only see Abraham has become a blessing to others.
但是你看深入一点的时候，你看到这个是国度的安排。
But when you look at it deeper, you see this is the arrangement of the kingdom.
那这个国度的安排是怎么来开始的？
And how does this arrangement of the kingdom, when did it begin?
怎么来做成呢？
And how does it
finish? 一个人的被造。
Is through the calling of one person.
从人来看，一个人能成什么大事？
From man's point of view, how can one person accomplish a great thing?
那感谢赞美我们的主。
But we praise and thank our God.
他不是看在人多或是人少。
He's not looking at the number of people.
他是要找到与他同心的人。
But he has to gain someone who's after his heart.
那这个是重要的。
This is very important.
那过了亚伯拉罕，我们才看，才应该才轮到摩西。
So it's after Abraham is, and then it comes Moses.
刚才让摩西跑到前边来了。
And we had skipped Abraham and talked about Moses first.
那当你看到以色列人领着，摩西领着以色列人出埃及。
When we look at how Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt.
那他们呢，进到迦南以后。
After they enter into Canaan.
你又看到很多事情了。
And you see a lot of things happen.
比较零碎的我不提了。
We won't talk about the little things.
比较明显的，我一提弟兄姊妹，你又发觉，又是少数人的原则。
For that's more obvious. You see that when I mention, you see again it's a minority.
在四世纪的里头
，in the book of Judges，
一个最明显的就是当时士师给以色列人的拯救。几乎全部都是少数人的原则来完成的。
And when you look at how the judges, how they saved the Israelites, you see that it's all about the minority.
起初你看到那个俄陀聂。
And in the beginning, you see Othniel.
后来你看到以弗。
And then you see Ehud.
那些都是比较小的。规模比较小的。
And this is in a very smaller scale.
然后第三你看到了那一个基甸。
And then you see Gideon.
这个事情就很清楚了。
And this is more clear.
人家是多得如蝗虫一样。
And the oppositions are like locusts.
基甸手下只不过是两万人。
But Gideon, he only has 20,000 people under him.
看起来的时候。
When you look at it,
这两万的以色列人好像一群小绵羊在一大堆的那个豺狼的围绕的底下。
These 20,000 people of Gideon, they're just like a small flock among the wolves.
你没想到神对基甸说。
And you would not imagine that God said to Gideon.
两万人太多了。
20,000 people, there's too many.
我不能用那么许多人。
I cannot use that many people.
你把一些打发回家。
And let's send some of them home.
结果经过一阵的淘汰。
So after some discussion.
就去了一大部分人。
Now most of them went home.
但是神说还是太多。
But then God said it's still too many.
两万人本来已经不多了。
20,000 people, it's not that many in the beginning.
已经大部分都跑掉了。
And most of them went away.
剩下来的更少了。
And what's left is only a minority.
但是神说还是太多。
But God said it's still too many.
你带他们到水边去喝水。
Take them to by the riverside and let them drink from the water.
让他们从喝水的动作的里边，你再来淘汰一次。
And from how they drink from the water, then send some of them home again.
那结果呢？剩下三百人。
And then at last, there's 300 left.
哎呦，你说三百人有什么作用呢？
And then you say, what can these 300 people do?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你记不记得那一件事，你就晓得。
If you remember this, then you understand.
就是这三百人完成了神所要做的工。
It's through these 300 people that they finished God's work.
你就看到那个少数人的原则。
And then you see the principle of the minority.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在这里我们先说一说一个数学上的问题。
Let's first discuss this mathematical problem.
我们说以色列人每一个人都是零。
We say that all the Israelites, each one of them is a zero.
300个零加起来还是零。
So 300 zeros, when they add up, it's still a zero.
但是300个人站在神的一边把神加上去。
But when these 300 people stand on God's side and put God into it.
弟兄姊妹你知道是多少？
And you, brothers and sisters, you know how many it has become?
你怎么给神下定义？
How can you give a definition?
除了无限，你没有任何一个定义放在神的身上是合宜的。
Besides infinity, there's no other definition that's appropriate for God.
那弟兄姊妹，不管多少个零。
Brothers, no matter how many zeros,
只要神在那里,
as long as God is in there,
那就成了无限,
then it will become infinity.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
如果你提到那个无限的时候,
when you mention infinity,
那些站在神的对头那一边的,
those who are standing in opposition to
God, 不管他是多少亿多少万,
no matter how many tens of thousands there,
你总不能跟那个无限来相比。
That you can still cannot compare to the infinity.
但是在人的眼中看呢，只是看见那许多个零。
But in man's eyes, they can only see all those zeros.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神让属神的人看见。
God let those who belong to
Him see
that we are all zeros.
但是他是无限。
But He's infinity.
他若帮助我们。
If He help us.
谁能抵挡我们？
Who can be against us?
而他若站在我们这一边
If he stands on our side,
谁能摇动我们
who can shake us?
我们感谢我们的主
We thank our Lord
那这个是基甸的那个时候所发生的事情让我们所注意到的
And this is what we see in the time of Gideon
那不但是基甸的那个时候是这样
And so not only in the time of Gideon
有时候你又看到以色列的历史
And when you look at the history of Israel
一件比较大的事
Another great matter
那是以利亚的日子
Which is the days of Elijah.
那他在亚哈王的面前
Before the king Ahab.
他就是与巴利作对。
And he was against Baal.
那么是他们在加密上，在加密山上啊，曾经有一次的很厉害的对抗。
And on the Mount of Carmel that they had a great opposition.
那么以利亚有几个人呢？
And how many people are with Elijah?
以利亚这一边有几个人啊?
And how many people are on Elijah's side?
一个。
That's only one.
那巴利先知那边有几个人啊?
And how many prophets of Baal are there?
450个人。
There are 450.
还有另外400个那个另外一个偶像的先知。
And there are 450 prophets of Baal and also another 400 prophets of another false god.
还不但是这样。
And not only that.
你不能忘记把亚哈的那一个王的权势也加上去。
And you have to also add on the authority of Ahab.
那他与那么大的权势在那里对抗的时候。
When you stand against such big opposition.
以利亚几个人啊。
How many people are there with Elijah? It's only one.
哦、oh, ，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们知道那个结果。
We know the result.
那个结果，那巴利的先知就在以色列给除掉了。
The result is that the prophets of Baal they are rid of among the Israelites.
以色列人在神的面前就有一个短暂的时间回转过来归向神了。
And there's a short revival among the Israelites.
虽然这个得胜。并不太持久。
Even though this overcoming is not a long-lasting one.
但是你看到在那一次的对抗的里边，神还是用作少数人的法则来显明他自己的工作。
But you can see that in that opposition, God continued to use this principle of minority to manifest his works.
还有一些更明确的事情。
And there are more obvious examples.
说到犹大了。
When we talk about Judah.
那犹大结果还是被巴比伦掳去了。
That Judah was captivated by Babylon.
那时先知以西结也是在头一批被掳的人当中给带到巴比伦。
And the prophet Ezekiel, he was among the first that was taken away to Babylon.
那在巴比伦的那个地方，神就向他说话。
And in Babylon, God said to him.
神让以西结看见犹大所以给交在巴比伦手里头，乃是因为神给他们很多机会，他们都不肯悔改。
Then God told him that Judah was put into the hand of Babylon because they were given many chances, but they would not repent.
并且越拦越顶撞神。
But they, more and more they would be in opposition to God.
神就告诉以西结说，我只好把他们交给巴比伦人。
So God told Ezekiel that he can only let the Babylon take them.
然后
And then,
神就对以西结说啊，
And God said to Ezekiel,
那就是刚才我们念的以西结22章上头的 那几句话。
Which is what we read earlier in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 22.
神说犹大的百姓愚昧到这样的一个光景。
That God said that the people of Judah, they are so foolish.
给他们机会悔改，他们不悔改。
That he gave them opportunities to repent, but they would not.
不照他们回转，他们不回转。
And they called them to repent, they would not.
那结果
That's the result.
我在全犹大要寻找有一个人。
That among all Judah, I looked for a man.
只要一个人。
Only, as long as one man.
他会站在破口来堵住这一个亏缺的。
That he would stand before me in a gap.
让我不把犹大交给巴比伦。
So that I would not give away Judah to Babylon.
神说。
And that God said.
很可怜的。
Pitifully.
我一个都找不到。
That I found none.
弟兄姊妹也许会想到。
My sisters, you might think.
那耶利米不是在那里站在神那一边吗？
What about Jeremiah? Isn't he on God's side?
跟耶利米在一起的那个巴录文士不是也是站在神的那一边吗？
And the person Balu, wasn't he on God's side?
他们不是可以让神找到吗？
Aren't they found by God?
怎么会神说连一个都找不到呢？
Why would God say that he found none?
那弟兄姊妹你注意。
My brothers, pay attention.
耶利米也好，巴录也好。
Whether it's Jeremiah or Balu.
那是神用作传递神话语的人。
Is God using those who deliver his words?
那当神犹大的百姓听到神传的话。
When the people of Israel, they heard God's words.
如果要悔改的话，当然不是他们两个人。
If they were to repent, it would not only be these two people.
神是在他们两个人以外去寻找一个人。
That God was trying to find another person besides these two.
但神说我一个都找不到。
But God said he had found none.
那我们把神说的这个话翻过来看。
If we look at God, these words spoken by God.
因为是神自己说的。
Because it's spoken by God himself.
如果让我找到一个。
If I could find one.
我也不把犹大交给巴比伦。
That I would not give Judah to Babylon.
那就是说。
Which is to say.
真的是让神找到一个。
If God can only find one,
那一个就可以扭转犹大当时的那个情景。
This person can turn around the circumstance of Judah at that time.
那这是神自己说的。
This is spoken by God himself.
但神说我找不到。
But God said he had found none.
那若是神真的找到呢？
If God could find one,
神就一定是不让犹大落在巴比伦人的手里。
Then for sure God would not hand Judah to Babylon.
如果这个是成为事实的话，
If it was a fact,
弟兄姊妹，你又看见一件事情。
And brothers, you will see another thing.
是什么？
Which is
又是少数人的法则。
Again, it's the principle of the minority.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers,
在旧约里面，我再多说一个就好了。
We'll mention another example in the Old Testament.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看
When we look at the book of Daniel, we can see very clearly that Judah has fallen. That the people of Judah was captured in and to Babylon. But would God's glory decrease because of Judah being taken away to Babylon? And would his power be decreased also?
按外面来看,
from outwardly, it's as if it has disappeared. Because even the king was captured. All the best of the nation were taken away. They're all gone.
都在巴比伦做奴隶,
they're all slaves in Babylon.
连王都关在监牢里,
even though the king was put into prison. So who else could be the witnesses of God? But thank God.
神的见证没有因着犹大的堕落,
but God's testimony would not be gone because of the falling of
Judah.
And his glory does not decrease because of Judah's capture. When we read the book of Daniel, we'll see it very clearly. Who is there in Babylon to manifest God's authority? Who's there to bring forth his authority? And who exalts his power, his glory?
几个人?
How many are there?
只有几个人?
Oh, there's only a few.
一个大伊利,
it's Daniel.
和他三个朋友,
and his three friends.
弟兄姊妹跟整个犹大国都已经被掳了,
the whole nation of Judah was under captivity. Can God's work be maintained among Judah?
感谢主,
we thank the Lord
能维持,
that it can.
不但是能维持,
not only can it be maintained,
并且很明显地显出来,
and, but also it was very clearly manifested.
那是被掳到犹, 巴比伦去的犹大人做反啊, 是吧?
So those is the people who were taken away to Babylon, they were in revolution, rebellion.
不是,
it's not like that.
他们是很柔顺的服在巴比伦王的管理的底下,
that they were very obedient under the authority of the king of Babylon.
但是却是非常明显的, 把神的权柄在那里显出来,
but very clearly they manifested God's authority.
因此弟兄姊妹们你就看到一件很不简单的事,
and then brothers and sisters, you will see something that's very great.
如果我们拿以色列人进迦南以后, 我们刚才所提的三个人的事情,
if we look at the three people that we mentioned after the Israelites entered into the land of Canaan,
以利亚在加密山,
Elijah in the Mount of Carmel,
以西结所得的启示在被掳当中所得的启示,
and the revelation of Ezekiel
所得的启示,
that he gained
the revelation he gained. 但是以利他那里所显出的印证,
and then Daniel, what he has, the proof that he has given.
弟兄姊妹你都看到, 是神借着少数人的这个法则, 来显明神自己的作为,
that you can see is God through the principle of minority to manifest his work.
现在我们要来问了,
and then now we have this question,
为什么会有少数人的原则跑出来?
Why would there be a principle of the minority?
我们感谢我们的主,
we thank our Lord.
因为这个少数人的原则是我们的神亲自在那里启示出来的,
the principle of minority is revealed by God himself.
弟兄姊妹你记得当以色列人出埃及来到西乃山下的时候,
we remember when the Israelites when they left Egypt and go to Mount Sinai,
神给他们说了很多的话,
that God has spoken a lot of words to them.
其中有这样的一段话,
and these words are included,
那是刚才我们念过的,
which is what we read before.
那是在利未记的26章,
in the book of Leviticus, chapter 20.
在前面的开始的时候就说，你们如果实在听从我的话，
if you listen to my words,
那然后就有底下我们念的那两三句话。
And then what we read before,
那两三句话是神应许他们一大堆的事物里头的一部分。
Is all those words are part of what God promised them?
神怎么说呢？
And what did God say?
神说，如果你们真实的遵行我自己的话，
If you obey my commands,
那当敌人来对付你们的时候，
When the enemies came,
你们五个人就追赶他们一百个人，
That five of you will chase 100.
你们一百个人呢，
And
就追赶他们一万人。
For 100 of you would chase 10,000.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你觉得这个数字啊，怎么算出来的？
And how can you add up these numbers?
一个人追赶500人，
That one can chase after 500.
十个人呢追赶多少？
Then
五个人追赶100人，
Five of you would chase 100.
那50个人追赶多少人？
And how many people can 50 chase?
1,000 人。那100个人呢？
And for 100?
2,000 人。
2,000.
但是神在这里说，
But God said here,
当你五个人在追赶他们100个人，
That five of you would chase 100 of them.
但是你有100个人起来追赶的时候，
If you have 100 people,
就把仇敌10,000人也追下去，
That you can chase 10,000 of your enemies.
弟兄姊妹，好像那个比例越小，那个果效越大。
It looks like if the proportion is small, the smaller it is, the result is the greater.
所以有一个应许在这里。
So that's a promise here.
那就是这样。
Which is like this.
用少数人去成全神所要做的大事。
Using the minority to fulfill God's great work.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你看到在旧约里面所有发生这许许多多的事情。
So when you look at all these that's happening in the Old Testament,
你只能说一个事实。
You can only say this.
那是神的应许的实现。
Which is the fulfillment of God's promise.
神应许给他们是这样。
Promise to them like this.
当他们按照神的条件来履行的时候，
When they do according to God's,
神就实现他所应许的。
That God would fulfill what he promised.
这就是少数人的那个法则显出大的果效。
Which is, so this is the great result manifested by the principle of minority.
而且就是刚才我所说的无限加上许多的零的那个结果。
Which is also like what I mentioned before, that the infinity plus many zeros.
但是你说这个事情只是旧约的吗？
And you said that is this only limited in the Old Testament?
在新约里头会不会也继续上去呢？
In the New Testament, would it continue on?
会不会在旧约在律法的底下神是这样做？
Would it be only under the Old Testament's laws that God would work like this?
到了新约的时候神就改变他的做法了。
And when it comes to the New Testament, that God would change his way of working?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
旧约和新约的区别是神做工的方法。
The difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament is
在旧约的时候神用律法来做工。
It's the way that God works.
在新约的时候神用恩典来做工。
In the Old Testament, God works according to the law.
但是不管是旧约也好，是新约也好，神做工的方法有更改，但是神做工的法则没有变动。
So in the New Testament, it's based on grace. So whether the method has changed or not is not important, but God's principle is the same.
那这就来到我们平常常常都提到的那段话来了。
And it comes to what we, these words that we say very often.
那就是马太福音18:18。
Which is in the Gospel of Matthew 18:18.
那你就说得更清楚了，是主自己说的。
This is spoken by the Lord himself very clearly.
主说你们在地上所捆绑的在天上也捆绑。
The Lord said, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
你们所地上所捆所释放的在天上也要释放。
And whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
为什么呢？
And why is that?
上面那个我们常常都提到了。
And we mention it very often.
因为天上有一个事情定规了。
Because there's something set in heaven.
但是天上不能马不会不马上执行。
But in heaven, it would not execute right away. And it's waiting.
等到地上有人与神的心思响应。
Wait until there's someone on earth echo God's heart.
或者说，在地上有人与神表同情。
Or someone who's agreeable with God.
在哪一件事上与神表同情？
And in a certain matter that's go according to God's heart.
神就执行。
And then God would execute.
是捆绑也好。
Whether it's binding.
是释放也好。
Or losing.
神都按照这样的一个规矩来做。
God will work according to this rule.
我们说这是就是那个法则来做。
Which is this principle.
你说为什么呢？
And you ask why.
当然我们光是从那两句话里已经看到了，因为神得着做工的条件。
Because according to these verses that we see that God has gained the condition to work.
因为地上有人与神表同情了。
Because on earth there's someone who's agreeable to God.
但是要多少人与神表同情才行呢？
But how many people would it take?
我们的主在底下就继续在解说这件事。
And our Lord continued to explain.
他说因为在地上无论在哪里。
Because on earth, no matter where you are,
有两三个人奉我的名。
For there are two or three.
上父求什么？
For there are two or three gathered unto my name and ask my father.
我父必要成全。
That will be done by you, for you by my father in heaven.
因为无论在哪里，有两三个人奉我的名聚会。
For where two or three come together in my name.
就有我在他们中间。
Then am I with them.
弟兄姊妹，这两句话就解说了为什么少数人的原则那么重要。
And these words explained why the principle of the minority is so important.
重要的是重要在一开始我们就说到的。
What important is that we have mentioned early on?
因为神把地交托了给人。
Because God has entrusted the earth to man.
那所以神在地上做工的时候，他要先要寻找在地上有人与他同心。
So when God wants to work on earth, he would first find someone who's with in one heart with him.
有人向神说阿门。
That someone would say amen to him.
神就做工。
Then God will work.
神就得着那个做工的条件。
Then God has gained the condition to work.
所以神并不需要很多人在那里答应他。
So God does not need many people to agree with him.
所以你就看到以西结书那里说神说只要有一个人。
So you see in the book of Ezekiel, God said only one person.
他能站在我的一边。
If he can stand on my side.
他能按照我的心意与我响应。
And to echo with me according to my heart.
我就在那里显明我所要做的。
Then I will manifest what I want to do.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
因为他是这样向我们解开他做工的那个法则。
Because he opens up his way, his work principle of work to us.
那严格说起来。
And straightly speaking.
神一直在地上等候人。
God is waiting on earth for man.
等候人与他表同情。
To wait for man to be in one heart with him.
等候人跟上他的安排。
And that for man to follow his arrangement.
等候人去接上他的旨意。
To for man to follow and to take his, to follow his will.
是只要有人在这里把神的旨意接上。
And if someone's here to receive his will.
神所定规的就可以在地上通行。
What he destined that he would be able to work on earth.
因为神找到一个通到地上的管道。
Because he has found a channel to this world.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他是这样的抬举了我们。
That he exalted us to this point.
他把我们放在一个那么重要的地位。
That he has placed us into such important
place. 直接的影响神的工作在地上的执行。
That we would affect directly the manifestation of God's work on earth.
当神把这样的一个事实上我们解开的时候。
So when he opened up this fact to us,
我们才懂得启示录的里边我们的主向教会呼召得胜者的那个迫切那个原因在哪里。
Then we'll understand the reason why the Lord was so fervently calling the overcomers in the book of Revelation.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道。
But sisters, we all know.
按照神的计划的那个完成。
According to the fulfillment of God's plan.
在现在这个阶段来说。
At this stage.
教会必须先要成长。
The church has to first grow.
然后才能把国度带进来。
And then it can bring forth the kingdom.
那国度带进来以后。
After the kingdom has been brought forth.
新天新地才有条件出现。
The new heaven and earth can have the condition to appear.
那所以教会的在神面前给带到成熟。
So the church before the Lord can be brought into maturity.
或者说教会在神的面前给建造完成。
Or the church is built up to maturity by God.
就成了一个非常非常严肃的工程。
And has become a very solemn project.
神把他整个的心意都放在其上了。
That God has put his entire heart into it.
要把教会建造起来。
In order to build up the church.
但是教会的建造到什么程度才叫做完成熟呢？
But the building of the church, to what degree can it be called mature?
我们在其他的聚会里边提过了。
And we have mentioned in other meetings.
根据两个事实。
It's based on two facts.
一个就是得救的人数天满。
One is the fulfillment of the number of the saved.
一个是基督的生命的丰满。
And the other one is the abundance of Christ's life.
那么得救的人数天满，这个我们还容易能体会。
The fulfillment of the number of saved, that we can
understand. 我们尽心的去传福音，总有一天，得救的人数是天满。
If we diligently spread the gospel, that will be one day that we fulfill the number of the saved.
但是生命的成熟呢？
But for the maturity of life,
这个我们就好像很难掌握了。
And this is harder for us to grasp.
第一，我们不知道那个标准。
Because first, we don't know the standard.
第二，我们也不知道什么人把生命的那个丰满来承接过来。
And second, we don't know who can receive this abundance of Christ's life.
并且怎么去接近过来。
And how do they receive it?
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
启示录的那七封书信就给我们看到。
In the seven letters in the book of Revelation,
就是借着教会的得胜者去承接基督的自己作为教会的赏赐。
The letter C is the overcomers, in this seven letters, the overcomers who receive Christ.
得救的人数怎么是借着教会传福音而累积到了那一个圆满？
How the number of the saved, how can it be accumulated to a point that's fulfilled? Through the spreading of gospel.
生命的丰满也是同样的借着得胜者所承接过来的基督的丰富的累积而进到那个圆满。
The abundance of the life is also through the overcomers, how they receive the life of Christ, how they accumulate it to a point of mature.
一直留意到要追求做个得胜者，乃是为着这样的一个目的。
And then we know that how we pursue after being overcomers is for this purpose.
要叫神的那一个旨意完成。
In order for God's will to fulfill.
但是我们说得胜者有多少呢？
But when we talk about overcomers, how many are there?
我们不知道有多少。
That we don't know the number.
但是有一件事情我们可以肯定。
But for one thing we can be sure.
是少数。
It's the minority.
一开头我就说了，属神的人是地上的人的少数。
In the very beginning, I mentioned those who belong to God is a minority in this world.
体贴神心意的人也是属神的人当中的少数。
Those who are after God's heart is also a minority among the believers.
那如果单单放在教会这个范围来说
，If we only talk about the church,
得胜者是。教会里头的少数。
Overcomers is a minority among the church.
但是感谢神。
But thank the God.
就借着这个少数的得胜者。
Through this very few overcomers.
把最难完成的那一个教会的成长做成。
That they fulfilled or they were able to attain to the maturity of the church.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我当时看到教会的得胜者是这样。
Not only do we see the overcomers in the churches like this. 就是
当你看到大灾难的时候。
When we look at the great tribulation.
全地都在那里背逆神呐。
The whole world is in opposition to God.
神的见证怎么在那个背逆的 世界的里边显出来呢？
How can God's testimony be manifested in such a world?
你很清楚的看见。
And you can see very clearly.
两个见证人。
The two witnesses.
两个见证人在全地算是什么？
These two witnesses, how can they compare to the whole world?
你说难怪他们两个人都给敌基督杀掉了。
And no wonder they are killed by the Antichrist.
啊，感谢神。
But thank God.
神叫他们活过来。
That God caused them to live again.
就把一部分人的心抢夺回来。
And they were able to captivate some people's hearts.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
从创世纪一直看到启示录。
From Genesis to the book of Revelation.
弟兄姊妹很清楚看到神在人中间做工，有一其中有一个法则叫做少数人的法则。
We can see very clearly that God, when God works among men, his one of the principles is this.principle of the minority.
啊，我们能看见这个少数人的法则的时候，
When we see this principle of the minority,
就没有什么地上的人事物的变动可以摇动我们跟随主的心思。
And there's nothing on earth that can change our heart to follow the Lord.
啊，因为这个少数人的法则。另一方面来说，那是说出十字架的道路是孤单的道路。
So on the other side of this principle of the minority, we can see that the way of the cross is a lonely path.
我们的主是怎么孤单的走上十字架
？How our Lord walked to the cross alone?
我们跟随主的人，就像那首诗歌，还到难道还能坐花轿到天上去
？That just like the hymn says that we those who follow the Lord, we cannot go to heaven in comfort.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主给我们看见，在他一些做工的法则的里边有一条叫做少数人的法则。
That God lets us see among all those principles that He worked, there's one called the principle of the minority.
我们就不给我们环境上给我们的孤单令我们丧气。
Then we would not be discouraged by the loneliness we encounter in our environment.
我们也不因着行走在主心意的路上的同伴稀少，我们又感觉道路难行。
Then we would not feel that it's hard to walk on this path when we see there's so few company.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为他向我们解开，他有一条做工的法则，乃是少数人。
Because He has opened up this.principle of the principle of minority to us.
我们实在盼望我们能被选中放在神这一个少数人的范围里来跟随主一直到面对面与他相会。
And we hope that we will be chosen into this group of minority that we, until the day we see him face to face.
我想我们今天晚上这一方面就交通到这。
So this evening we will end here.